Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 169, Video Marketing for Legal Nurse Consultants. Are you using video marketing for your legal nurse consulting business? What is holding you back if you aren't? I'm Pat Iyer, and this is Iyer's Insights, a weekly show that is part of Legal Nurse Podcast. In this show, I'm going to give you tips for planning and producing videos for your LNC business. I encourage you to sign up if you have not already done so to receive the transcripts of these shows. If you prefer to read information rather than listen to it, the transcripts are for you. If you want to refer back to information you heard, the transcripts are also for you. And in this show, I have links to examples of different types of videos I have done to promote my LNC business. You can use these as models. I also have links to equipment sources. The links are only in the transcripts. When I get to them, I will say refer to the transcript. You can sign up for the transcripts at http://lnc.tips/subscribe podcast. That link again is http://lnc.tips/subscribe podcast. First, let's talk about planning. First step is to pick the format for your video. There are really two easy types. One is a talking head when you speak into the camera, and the other is a slide presentation, which you create and then do a voiceover. There are other types, like creating animations, which are more involved. If you have not created slides with PowerPoint, you will find the talking head video to be the easiest one, and it's the one I'm going to focus on in this podcast. Determine the length when you're planning your video. No more than 1 or 2 minutes is recommended. When it comes to adding a personal touch to a sales video, there's nothing more personal than a talking head video. It gives potential people who want to do business with you an exposure to your personality, and it gives you credibility. That's a crucial role in a legal nurse consulting business. I'm now going to talk to you about the types of videos and describe 7 types. Number 1, the top 3 tips videos. This is where you share your best tip and you let them know you'll share a little known tip at the end, which increases curiosity. You can increase this to 5 tips if they are brief. I have a link in the transcript to a tips video I did for attorneys about medical records. Number 2, the how-to video. Outline the step-by-step instructions for completing some task. Keep the task manageable. This video may be longer than 1 or 2 minutes, but it should not exceed 4 minutes. Third type is the top resources video. This is where you share top resources that your attorney market needs to know about. These could be top tools, books, blog posts, or other things. List the resources from the least to the most useful and tell your viewer you'll be saving the best to the end. Fourth type, which I recommend that you have on your website, is a welcome or promotional video. This is a sales video. You should follow this format. First, create an opener that attracts attention. Share a benefit or talk about the prospect's pain or problems. An example for a video for an attorney might be, "Are you frustrated by mountains of medical records?" Second point is introduce your services as the solution. For example, you don't have to live with this problem any longer. Let me introduce you to the solution. Third point, list the benefits of your services. For example, get a thoroughly researched, meticulously prepared medical case evaluation report with substantiated facts that you can count on to make your case. The fourth point in this welcome video, offer proof. This could be a photo, videos, testimonials, or anything else to support your claims. Fifth point is a call to action. Here's where you specifically tell your prospect what you'd like him or her to do next. For example, complete our contact form to receive a call so we can discuss your needs. I have a link in the transcript for a video we used at MedLeague, which is the legal nurse consulting company that I built. The fifth type of video is the news video. This is where you share a bit of news related to legal nurse consulting or medical legal cases. Cite a credible source. Tell them how this news affects them. Offer your insights and comments on this news. If it affects them negatively, be sure to offer suggestions to counter the negative effects. Add a call to action to direct the viewer to your site to learn more. You might have this type of video if a prominent celebrity experiences medical malpractice, for example. Sixth type is the testimonial video. This type of video shows testimonials from satisfied clients. It can also include endorsements from influential people. This is a great type of testimonial to capture when you exhibit at an attorney conference and you see your clients. Pull them into a quiet area, ask them if they would give you a 1 or 2 minute testimonial, and record them. Make sure your microphone is turned on. That's my most important tip for this podcast. We won't talk about the three testimonials that I got that were absolutely wonderful, except there was no sound. And the seventh point, case presentation. Describe a case and the implications for the attorney. It does not have to be a case you worked on. You can gather them from cases that you read about on the internet, in medical legal publications, and be sure you include a call to action. Such as, next time you have a case involving these issues, give me a call. Again, request the transcript for the case example video that I have provided for you. Let's talk about equipment next. You'll need a video camera, a smartphone, or the camera that comes with your computer's monitor. You'll need lighting, a microphone, which is optional, but it greatly improves the sound, and video editing software. But before you panic about the editing, know this is optional and you can outsource it. Your face should be well lit. You can clamp a light to your computer monitor if you're using the computer's camera for filming. Set up the lights behind the camera. If you clamp a smartphone to a tripod, which is another way of doing it, use box lights to light your face. See, I have a link in the transcript to a source for lights on eBay. If you film outdoors, make sure there's nothing distracting in the background. Stand so you are facing the sun, then pivot your body to a 45-degree angle so your face is lit but you're not squinting into the sun. For your script, you can use either bullet points or a script that's written out to plan what you will say. If you read the script, you need to sound natural, like you're not reading. Practice until you have your script memorized enough to be able to say it easily without hesitating. And a teleprompter system, which is optional. You may be more comfortable reading your script. A teleprompter can be as low-tech as cue cards or having a video camera operator hold up cards to remind you of your points, or as high-tech as using an iPad and a holder so the words scroll down the screen. If you use an iPad, you will need a Dropbox account, an iPad with the ability to connect to the internet, an app for scrolling the words, I use one called Teleprompter Plus, a tripod for holding the camera or phone, and a holder for the iPad to use with an iPhone or an Android or an iPad. I have a link for an eBay page that has a good setup for an iPad, and that's in the transcript. The transcript also has a link for the holder for the iPad if you're using a video camera. Before I continue with the show, I want to share a great resource for increasing your comfort with video marketing. In Smart Video Marketing, which is a 90-minute online training, you will discover the number one mistake video marketers make and how you can avoid it, the five myths of YouTube success, and how to create a video without a camera. This program is taught by Lynn Ruby, who has 25-plus years marketing for small business owners and a lifetime of live and recorded performances on stage. Lynn Ruby is a leading authority on marketing and video marketing and is the founder of RubyMarketingSystems.com. You can get this 90-minute on-live training at http://lnc.tips/smartvideo. Again, that link is http://lnc.tips/smartvideo. This training is inexpensive, and you can take even more off with the code LISTENED. You'll get 25% off your purchase. Now let's talk about the filming part. Get into the filming mindset at least 15 minutes before you start. Review what you want to say. Envision successfully completing the process. Place the view of the camera so the top of your head is towards the top of the frame. Aim the lens so it is 1 to 3 inches above your eyes, so you're shooting at a downward angle. If you shoot at an upward angle, you'll have the viewer looking up your nose. This is very unflattering. Look directly at the camera. This increases the viewer's attention. If you film using a webcam on your computer, look at the lens instead of at the screen. Restart your computer and close all programs if you're filming with your computer. Turn off browsers, backups, and Skype. Connect your computer, if possible, directly to your router. Don't film using Wi-Fi. And also investigate if you can upgrade your internet speed by doing a search for internet speed check. Have a neutral, non-distracting background and control pets so they don't wander into view or make sounds. Never shoot into a bright light with a window behind you. You'll turn into an outline. The light should be on your face. If you're shooting with a webcam, place LED lights 2 to 3 feet from your face. Smile. You'll look a lot friendlier. Print a smiley face and stick it under your camera to remind you to smile. And also control other noises in your environment. Turn off fans, air conditioning, washers, dryers, dishwashers, and phones. Don't wear anything that jangles. What should you wear for the camera? Dress for the income you want. Wear solid, dark colors, never plaids or checkerboard patterns because they move. Use the first 4 to 8 seconds to become memorable and capture the attention of the viewer. Also use open loops. These are comments that you make that set people up for what you're going to be talking about. So for example, an open loop would be, in a moment, we're going to talk about dot, dot, dot. And this is why it's important. And then you talk about dot, dot, dot. If you're being interviewed for a video, give the other person your bio and an introduction. Don't leave it to chance that the person will say the right things. Open your video with a compelling story, if possible. Talk to your audience as if there is one person. Use you and not you all, or worse, you guys. Never point at the camera. Your finger might be a few inches from that person's face. And also don't steeple your fingers by putting your palms together and the tips of your fingers touching. It looks like you are superior to the viewer. Last point, if you have a YouTube channel and you're going to be putting your video on your YouTube channel as opposed to on your own website, use these words. If you're listening to me or watching me right now, grab a pen. Then hold up a pen close to the camera lens. Grab a piece of paper and write this down, and then give your website address. I summarize these tips from How to Be a Video Interview Pro by Mike Koenig. And let me ask you, did you write down these links? If I were on video, I would be holding up my pen right now, and I would be saying, http://lnc.tips/subscribe-podcast. That's the link for getting the transcripts, and specifically the transcript for this show, which has all the links in it. And the other link for you is http://lnc.tips/smartvideo. That's all one word. And that will give you access to the Smart Video Marketing Online Training 90 Minutes, which I just described earlier in the show. Those two links again are http://lnc.tips/subscribe-podcast, all one word, and http://lnc.tips/smartvideo. Which is the link for Smart Video Marketing. Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount off of that online training. It's a phenomenal training, and the price is really low. I'll talk to you next week. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, LNCEU.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lncu.com. And my last website, the lncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.